It's my pleasure now to hand over to your chairman, John Armitt, who is also the chairman of the Olympic Development Authority. John.
Well, thank you, Vice-Chancellor, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Until a couple of minutes ago, I thought my only connection with the university here was about 40 years ago when I worked for John Langs, and we used to, when I came here on a training course, a sort of management training course, which we did through the auspices of the university. But I'm also an Arsenal supporter, so I was delighted to hear that the ladies are involved here and involved with the university as well. So thank you for that. It's wonderful to see such a large audience here this evening. So many of you have come along. But before we get into the main purpose of this evening, which is to talk about the Olympics and the engineering of the Olympics, I've been asked if I would carry out a couple of duties on behalf of ESTA, the first of which is an innovation award. In 2008, to celebrate the 10th anniversary of this annual seminar, the organisers decided that they wanted to institute an annual award to celebrate the achievements of young people in science and engineering. The award takes the form of a cheque for £150 and a certificate to an outstanding Arkwright scholar from this region. And, of course, anybody who's interested in engineering will instantly recognise why it is good to have the name Arkwright associated with such an award. The Arkwright Trust is a charity which aims to promote engineering to young people and now has indeed several hundred scholars each year across the whole of the United Kingdom. Last year, the award went to a young man called James Crosley, who, after finishing his A-levels, went straight into running his companies full-time. His maintenance company today is currently doing well and has recently also taken on two young staff of his own, two more young people. It's a hire and events company, so maybe he'll be involved in the Olympics because there is a lot of hire and events activity going to be taking place there. He's also starting some volunteer work on an exciting project that is looking to better facilitate communication and discussion between young people, key decision makers, and other interested parties. So last year's winner, James, obviously continuing to prosper. This year, the award goes to Gemma Goldstein from Haberdashers' Ask School for Girls. Gemma is intending to lead her life into physics. She's expecting to read physics at Manchester and has very strong interests in space and astronomy. This year she's attended the Senior Space School for the UK at Leicester. She's already obtained a Nuffield bursary at the Centre for Astrophysics Research at this university, and she's attended the Physics Academy at Queen Mary College London. So clearly a young lady who is already making her mark, is already being recognised, and I'm sure you will all join me in wishing her well. But Gemma, if you'd like to come up, I'd be delighted to make the presentation to you.
Good evening, everyone. I would just like to thank the East of England Engineering Science and Technology Association for presenting me with this award. I truly am honoured to receive such a prestigious prize. However, this opportunity would not have been possible without the Arkwright Trust, so I would like to thank them for everything they have done to support me as a scholar and providing invaluable networking opportunities. As has just been said, I hope to study physics at university next year. It is a subject which fascinates me and intrigues me on a daily basis, and it is this passionate and enthusiastic attitude that I hope to carry with me into my future career. Engineering undoubtedly remains an open career path for me and one which I am excited to pursue perhaps in the future, especially since, being an Arkwright scholar, I recognise the importance of incorporating creativity into my future career. Undertaking a Nuffield Bursary research placement in the Astrophysics Research Centre here at the University of Hertfordshire and attending Senior Space School UK at the University of Leicester, I feel demonstrates my interest quite heavily in the field of space science and astrophysics, with maybe a potential career in aerospace engineering or working in the space industry. Once again, I'd like to thank Arkwright and Easter for presenting me with this award. I truly am honoured, and thank you.
Thank you, Gemma. Easter also like to acknowledge those individuals who have helped in their various ways to make these seminars the success that they have been over the last 12 years. Tonight is the 13th. Easter owe many a deep debt of appreciation and gratitude for their involvement. And so tonight we'd like to thank Ms. Kate Bellingham, the president of Young Engineers, and perhaps known to a number of you from the television screen, Tony Roach, a past president of the Institute of Mechanical Engineers, and Mr. Ron Elston, one of the founders of Easter. So if they would like to come up again, we have a small presentation for them. Thank you.